The Gemara in Pesachim on Daf Pei Hei Amud Aleph discusses the issue. It's regarding Karban Pesach, but as we'll see, the Gemara equates it to Tefillah, to davening as well. Is if you have two people on different sides of the door, the Mishnah Gemara talks about where are you by the door? If you close the door, what side of the door would you be on? If you're on two sides of the door, the shaila is, can you be mitzdara for a minyan? Can you count for being part of the minyan? So Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rav that the doorway separates you. If you're in a different room, that's it. You're not considered to be in the same room. However, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi disagrees and says, Mechitza shel barzel, even an iron wall does not cause a separation between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Ever Yeshua ben Levi says that no, you are considered we'll see if you're considered to be part of the minyan or not. We'll see shortly. So Rashi writes over there that when it, so Rashi writes, he learns like the mechitza shel barzel doesn't interpose. This isn't a hefsek. Even if two people on two different sides of the room, two different sides of the door, it doesn't make a difference. Everyone could be mitzdara for a minyan. I guess, you know, maybe even if the door is closed and you can't see one another, that's Rashi sheet to the two people on two sides of the door can create a minyan. However, Tosfos quoting the Ri says no. You can't count as part of the minyan, but you can be, you can recite, you can respond, you can answer to Kaddish and Kedusha on the other side. So, according to Rashi, you can be counted as part of the minyan. Mechitza shel barzel. According to Tosfos, according to the Ri, you cannot. You can answer, but you can't be part of the minyan. How do we paskin? So, the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Nun Hei, Sif Yud Gimel, seems to paskin like Tosfos, that all 10 people have to be in the same room. Of course, we'll get into how do you find same room, but Pashas will say same room means physically you're standing in the same room. So all 10 people have to be in the same room. And as well, the Shulchan Aruch as well points out, I think Sif Chaf, that if there is a minyan, so then, and you could hear them from somewhere else, you could answer Kaddish and Kedusha, even though you're not in the same room. So it seems to, it comes out that the Shulchan Aruch seems to paskin like Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi and understands the Gemara like the Ri does, or the Baalei Tosfos. Therefore, for a minyan, you need to have 10 people located in the same room. And then we'll see regarding answering, so then not making a minyan, but answering, so then we'll see you could be able to answer Kaddish and Kedusha when you're not in the same room. So, is there any, so it seems to be open and closed, shut. If you're not in the same room, then you can't be part of a minyan. So the whole question of, let's say you're in different rooms, even though, what about if you're all in different rooms and you can see each other? Or the practical case was during COVID was porch minyanim. You're all on your own porch, but everyone could see each other. So at first glance, it should be an open and shut place. No, if you're not in, obviously everyone's in their own makom, so therefore you're not in the same room. So therefore, Pashas, you'd be able to answer if there was a minyan, but you wouldn't be able to be part of a minyan. So what would be a, so what would be a possible heter, if any, to everyone being in the same, people being in a different room, or at least one person being in a different room, and still being part of the minyan? So there's a famous Rashba they quote. The Rashba was asked whether the Shliach Sibur, who's standing in a box, you know, maybe it's kind of like the Bima, but standing in a box while leading davening, is he considered part of the minyan? Is the box considered a separate area? It's, you know, it's probably like a bima with walls around it, which some shuls like don't have like completely, but you see the setup. So the is someone in the box considered in a separate area, and therefore you wouldn't be able to mitzdara for minyan. So the Rashba seems to say that he can, and he gives two suggestions. He says, in the case of the box, it's okay, why? Because the box is this meant as a tufel to the main base HaKnesses. And therefore, it's part of the... Therefore, we consider to you, it's all in the same room. And therefore, it doesn't... Is that the pshat why the Rashba says it's okay? Because it's all, it's bottled to the main room? Water. And that's the way Shulchan Aruch paskins. He seems to paskin in Sifya Tes with the Rashba that if a Shliach Tzibur is in a box, even if he's number 10, he could be part of the minyan. So it seems to work with the Rashba. And then the Rashba suggests a second answer. The Beis Yosef brings down another Rishonim that if a person is, let's say, outside the Beis HaKnesses, but he puts his face in the window looking into the room, let's say you have 9 people in shul, one person sticks his face to the window, I guess he's standing outside, so the Rashba writes, he could count for the 10th for the minyan. That's where the Beis Yosef seems to paskin like. So the effort seems to be a clear case that even though you're not in the room, we see seeing each other could be mitzvah effect, the Rashba. However, others say no, that's not the... Others disagree. That, others disagree, and because by the Rashba was talking about Zimun, different people in Mitztarev. That's where the Rashba wasn't talking about Tzvi, he was talking about Zimun, because you have people in different rooms being Mitztarev. So the Rashba said, the Rashba by Zimun said yes. However, here the case is that someone... So it's mashma, yes. And however, other achonim say that no, the case of the Chayadam disagrees and says that what it means when the face is in the window, it means Rosh of Arubo, the head of most of the body, is inside the room. So according to the Chayadam, there's no raya to the Rashba about seeing someone being mitzdara if the person is in the room. So that's a major, that seems, that's a major machlokas how you learn the Rashba, whether you could have, well, whether you agree with the Rashba, because many Rishonim disagree with the Rashba by Zimun. They say, when do we say by Zimun? If you're, say, you want to go from 6 to 3, but from, if you have 2 in one place, 1 in the other, the Rashba wouldn't say it. To create a Zimun, he wouldn't say it, but if you already have one, to extend it to 6. So either way, so the Rashba writes, it seems to be clear, Shulchan Aruch Paskim, if he's in a box, a bima with walls, let's say, the Rashba holds as good. So either you say because it's bato, and therefore it's like in the same room, or perhaps seeing each other is enough to be mitzdarif. And the raya seems to be when a person sticks in the face of the window. So someone to bring a raya, see it's a raya, that the possibility that seeing is mitzdarev, and others say no, you have to actually be in there. And then the Aruch HaShulchan takes it even a step further. He says it depends. The case outside, the case of the Shulchan Aruch is where you're outside and you're sticking your head in. So the effort, of course, so he says then you could be mitzdarev to the minyan. However, if you have your own independent entity, i.e., you know, it could be, maybe there'd be a social room Well, let's say the Ezras Nashim, let's say, which has a machitza connected to the ground. So then maybe, in other words, if you consider it a completely separate domain, then maybe the Rashba only says it because you're outside and after that's like batel to the shul, but maybe its own independent entity. Maybe the Rashba, even if you saw each other, maybe he wouldn't say it's good. So then no one is debating on what the Rashba says even. So the Mishnah Brura in Nunhei and in the Bir Halacha says that preferably one should not rely on the Rashba. However, Mishas Hadchak, if you can see each other in two different rooms, then you can be a Mitztaref with Minyan. Right, and the Nakud is, how is it just outside? If you have different rooms, what's the story with the Ezras Nashim? Is it an Ezras Nashim that goes up to the ceiling or not? So we have the Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos about whether you can be mitztaref for a minyan if you're on two sides of the door. Rashi, yes. Tosfos, no. Shulchan Aruch seems to pass it like Tosfos, no. That you have to be in the same room, but you can't answer Kaddish or Kedusha. What about the Rashba in a box? So if you assume it's because the box is batol, so then the issue would be, are you in a room, but let's say you're outside looking in, so you can say that area is batol. But if you're in your own independent rooms, so then there's a further debate whether you, even if you see each other, can it count? And then, according to the Rashba's other reason, that you could see each other's mitzaref, he says, how far does the Rashba go? Does he mean by Zimun turning two into three? Or does he mean three into six? And those who say seeing doesn't help, what do they do with those who say that you can stick your head into the back of the window and it counts? So they hold that no, that's not, it's because it's Rosh of a Ruba, you're actually inside the shore. And then there's a further issue that came up about whether you have a Rishus HaRabim, or perhaps not even a Rishus HaRabim, separating the two groups. So they discuss it by Zeman. So maybe by Zeman you need more of a Tziruf, but others point out that the same halacha, if you're learning out the Rashba from Zeman, then you have to learn out the other halachas and say that a Rishus HaRabim is a problem. And some even say, I think it's the Taz, that even a private separation is a problem. However, there's a Rav Moshe Sternbuch kind of discussed it in one of his tshuvas on Porsh Minyanim. He was Mako, he said, Rosh Hashanah Rabbah only goes up until 10 Tfachim, so the Porsh Minyanim, everyone's above 10 Tfachim, so therefore the road wouldn't be considered like there's anything separating the two. So therefore it came out, therefore regarding Porsh Minyanim or people in their own room, so everyone agrees it's preferable to have 10 people in one room. In fact, some say it's more than preferable. Some say that's the halacha. So Rav Schechter, I think Ravadji Yosef's son, perhaps others are machbid. They were against Porsh Minyanim. Even Mishas Hadchak can't rely on it. Because Rav Schechter points out to steer in the Bir Halacha in the Mishnah Brura in Simon in the Chelok Aleph and Chelok Beis. He claims Chelok Beis. It was the different people who wrote the Mishnah Brura. The Mishnah Berurah was like the editor, like they found what I think the Lubavitch got from the Russians. They sent them, and they saw the original print, so people knew the Chafetz Chaim's writing. So you know what he wrote, what he didn't write. He had a son-in-law. So Rav Schechter, since you can't even rely on even Mishas Hadchak, don't daven with the minyan. Porsh Minyanim or a no go. However, many others disagreed and said, yeah, we could rely on the Rashba B'shasad chak. And then regarding answering, right, so regarding answering Kaddish the Kedusha, all agree that you can answer Kaddish or Kedusha even if you're not in the same Mishus. That's like the Re and Balitosa. I guess that's the Pshat. Well, I guess that's the question, how you learned the Gemara with Alexandria. They used to wave the flag, so that's even in the same room. To receive from there in the same room, even if you don't hear, you could answer Kaddish or Kedusha. Regarding, in this case, is you're in a different room, but you can hear. I guess then the question was seeing someone is makes it into the same room. And then there's a further debate, even if you assume that if you're in a different room and you can see each other, all agree you could answer Kaddish with Kedusha. But Pashas, we pass, if you're not in the room, you can't say Kaddish yourself. You just answer Kaddish or Kedusha. And the Shaila is that considered Tefillah B'Tzibur? Do we just say you can answer, but it's not Tefillah B'Tzibur, or do we consider it Tefillah B'Tzibur? So that's another. So, Daruch HaShulchan, I think Rav Soloveitchik, up over there in YU, in that Mincha Minyanim, and it was going out into the hallway, he said, yeah, that's Tefillah B'Tzibur, as long as you, not only can you answer Kaddish or Kedusha, but you can do the things yourself, and you get Tefillah B'Tzibur. And others disagree and say it's not even Tefillah B'Tzibur. However, you could still answer most, you know, because answering there's no right. I think they say Rev Zelig Epstein used to hold you can answer Amen to like brachas you're watching on a video, a sheva bracha, it's a wedding. So he's not saying because the fact you can answer doesn't make it Tefillah B'Tzibur. So over the Arachan Shulchan in Jamaica, and he says it constitutes Tefillah B'Tzibur. Of course, the Shaila B'Zman HaZeh is people can't make it to Shul and they're watching on Zoom. So, of course, you need a minion on Zoom. But let's say you had a minion. So then, even if, so, I don't know, most, you really, if you assume porch minionim are good, because based on the Rashba, so then you'd have to, take the Rashba even further and assume that if you see someone on Zoom, it's considered Re'iyah, which is a major discussion, is that true. However, many poets can say that if you have a minion in Shul, so then you can answer. You shouldn't, obviously, you shouldn't be saying the Kaddish on Zoom, unless you have 10 people in your room where you're doing the Zoom. But you can answer Kaddish and Kedusha. You can answer, and perhaps as well, according to some, there'd be also, so maybe it's also Tefillah B'Tzibur. Being in the next room is, so that's a shaila how far you take Zoom. And everyone, even if it halachically is not Tefillah B'Tzibur, you can answer. There's more, you know, there are psychological and social benefits of having people can't make it to Shul. So having them, you know, participate in some fashion, whether it's considered Tefillah B'Tzibur or not, that is a bait among the poskim. And it goes back to this Gemara Psachim, whether Regina Yeshua B'Levi, the way we paskin, that you need to be in the same room for Tefillah, and we have a Machlokas whether it's considered one room if Re'iyah is enough. And then, even if it's not enough for a minion, but if you're next door, you could answer Kaddish or Kedusha if there's a minion, and perhaps as well fulfilling the mitzvah of Tefillah B'Tzibur.